Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't take my eyes off the ball again. You reel me out, then you cut the string.
Bible 7, Gary Parrish Show. We're here on 92.9 FM. ESPN had somebody on Twitter say, I love hearing Game of Thrones spoilers on a sports radio station. Keep up the quality material. I'll ruin the whole show for you.
Yeah, be careful. He will.
Yeah, I don't care about your little, oh, I haven't heard it yet. It doesn't matter to me. Like, it came on last night. Watch it. I got three jobs and three kids. If I can find time to watch it, you can find time to watch it.
Give us another one.
Let me tell you what else happened last night. Jon Snow learned his true identity, so he now knows exactly who his parents are. So that was something. And the episode actually ends with Jaime Lannister making eye contact with the now grown, but once upon a time he was just a 10-year-old. He shoved out of the light tower that he saw at that tower
because
the little kid walked in on him banging his sister.
Whoa. I like the way you say it.
So now the kid's back in a wheelchair staring down Jaime Lannister, and Jaime Lannister's like, oh, no.
It sounds like there's a lot of sex in this thing. You said there was a foursome, and then you got somebody walking in on somebody.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah. Hey, listen, Game of Thrones comes on Sunday night. Watch it on Sunday night. Be talking to me on Monday afternoon about spoilers. Watch the stupid show. It came on last night. Jeff Calkins is here. How are you, sir?
Good. I don't want to ruin anything for anyone, but I got to tell you, Tiger Woods won a golf tournament yesterday.
No, he did.
I swear. I
hope you didn't DVR it.
It'd be one thing if it's like a movie in a theater, because perhaps you just didn't have time to go to the theater yet. But if you are a Game of Thrones viewer, that means you have HBO. That means it was available to you last night, this morning, this afternoon. Watch the stupid show.
Although they provided HBO for free as a sampler this weekend.
Don't you think it's true, too, that, like, there's some shows that people watch at their convenience. I think that's true. People do watch at their convenience. But Game of Thrones at this point is such an epic sort of a national event that you can't expect there not to be spoilers out there.
This
isn't just some random show everyone was keyed to watch it last night. It's just insanity to think that I assume that any big Game of Thrones person would have watched it already. If you really cared about it, you would have watched it.
Yeah, if you really care, you're not committed to the Game of Thrones cause if you didn't watch it last night. Honestly, it's probably the one TV show at this point, in addition to maybe like The Bachelor, that that part of the experience is watching it live and then discussing it on social media or some message board or immediately listening to some podcast. Like, this is when I would watch. Okay, so last night was also a new episode of Veep. I watch Veep. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm not really at risk of having it spoiled because, like, people don't talk about Veep in that way. It's just a show that some people watch. But everybody who watches Game of Thrones, I think at this point, watches Game of Thrones. It tries to watch Game of Thrones live, and if not live, then certainly by Monday afternoon. You don't like Game of Thrones. If you haven't watched it yet, you're not a real one.
I think that's true, but I do think that's a serious contrast with Veep, for example. I do think that there are shows that people just watch when they have time, right? And that's one of the beautiful things about social media. Now, some person speculated to me the other day, I saw, that this will be the Game of Thrones will be the last American communal experience. I don't believe that. It is a communal American experience, although even then I do wonder, like, how many people are watching Game of Thrones compared to how many people watched The Last MASH? I bet it's what percentage of America? I don't imagine it's close. I imagine much more of America watched The Last MASH than watches Game of Thrones. I don't know that. I'm just speculating.
Well, no, it's not even close. Okay, so I've got the numbers here. Last night, 17.4 million people watch Game of Thrones.
Not that many. How many of us are there?
Okay, so 17.4 million last night. Now, let me provide context. That is the most viewers for any scripted television show. In other words, not a sporting event, not a reality show. For any scripted television show this year. And it beat the previous mark by 3 million. So it's a massive audience by today's standards. But right. The final episode of MASH was watched by 106 million people.
Oh, man.
Right, not even close. And not only that, at a time when there were fewer people in America. So,
right, but there were also there were three channels. You could only watch.
I understand that. But my point is the percentage of people who watched MASH at the time. How many watched? 107 million watched. Whatever. There were probably 250 million of us then. Like literally half the country watched MASH. And now I don't know how many are there. How many Americans are there?
Too many, I think.
Google that. Google how many Americans there are.
Okay, live in the United States. Let's see. 327 million.
Okay, and 17 million watched. That's pretty pathetic.
It's
really.
Pretty pathetic. What are right? we?
We don't have communal experiences like we used to have.
Well, I saw somebody else make the same point. Like this will be the last television show we watch like this, and I'm like, okay, but
I don't
why?
Believe that. Why
couldn't there be another great one that starts next year that everybody just right. like is drawn to?
Yeah. No, I think. I mean, particularly like this is when like this is only 17 million, which is a lot of people, but it's only 17 million. I don't understand why there can't be another one.
Right.
Yes. Obviously, we are more fractured as a country in what we consume than ever before, but it doesn't mean there can't be another like really good one that everyone watches. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know how many people watch the Mad Men. Didn't a lot of people watch Mad Men?
Right. Mad Men was this type of phenomenon where everybody was, like, looking forward to the next season. Lost.
How about Sopranos? Wasn't
Sopranos
like this?
Was like this. Lost was like this. There's been a handful over the past, 10, 15 years.
I mean, Survivor that's 20 years ago now, but Survivor was certainly like this. The Bachelor is kind of like this, right?
Yeah. People watch The Bachelor and like talk about it in real time. But you don't try to watch The Bachelor tomorrow. You better watch it in real time, or else you're gonna stump. Or you just better get off social media and get off podcasts and everything else.
I agree.
I'll tell you some other stuff that happened in last night's episode if you want me to.
Now I will tell you when you were saying what was happening. I will tell you this. I was holding the phone away from my ear just in case I ever decide to watch the Game of Thrones, which I don't think is likely at this point. Like, what are the odds I'm ever going to go back and watch The Wire? Everyone says it's the greatest show ever.
You actually should go back and watch it. Like, it really is as good as everybody says. Most things are not as great. Like, I don't think Game of Thrones is as great as everybody says. Like,
you don't think it's as good as The Wire. You don't think it's close.
I don't know that it's not close, but I would, in terms of television experience that just, like, makes you think, blows your mind, I thought The Wire... I think The Wire is more important television than Game of Thrones is. Well, recognizing it's all just television, whatever.
Right.
But I think The Wire certainly resonated more with me than Game of Thrones. I enjoy it, but I don't like I don't enjoy it the way everybody else does.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. God, Brad.
Sarah on Twitter says that that she's learning more about Game of Thrones than she's ever known before. Please keep up the good work.
You got a new venture
here. Good.
Yeah, let me tell you everything else that happened. Maybe that'll be on.
We just do the whole episode
on Monday. I could devote a segment every Monday for the next 5 weeks. Breaking down last night's Game of Thrones.
Not a bad idea.
Episode just to infuriate people. You guys watch it in real time.
Yeah.
But no, you probably part if you're going to watch Game of Thrones, you needed to get caught up in advance of this final season so that you could enjoy it the way everybody is enjoying it right now. After it's over, I don't know why you'd want to dive in. The Wire, I actually think you would enjoy that today the same way you would enjoyed it 5 years ago.
I think I watched the first half of the first episode, not at the time, but a year and a half ago, I watched the first half of the first episode of Game of Thrones, and that was about it for me.
Yeah, it took a decent amount of time. I don't know if it was in the middle of season two or middle of season three, but there is a moment, or at least a point, where you go, okay, I'm into this now, but it's not episode one for me, and it wasn't even like episode five for me. It took a while, but, I'll watch it like 17 million other people, I guess. But Mad Men was like that for me. I tried to you know, after Mad Men was over. It was just like everybody thought this was the greatest thing. I'll go back and watch it. And then I was like, why am I doing this? I don't really love it. I don't have anybody to talk to about it. It's not like there's a next season that I'll be able to watch in real time with everybody else.
Along with people and be part of the cultural experience.
Yeah, right? I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to do this anymore. And so I just gave up.
Well, I went back and started watching Breaking Bad, and what I realized is I really hate watching shows that are tense based on people making bad decisions, right? Like, I can't stand watching it. Like, why do you – don't do – it puts me in absolute agony that I just can't believe this. And there's this tension that's created. Like, I can watch a spy movie, the Jason Bourne movies, where there's tension because there's a Russian chasing you, right? But because you decided to deal drugs out of the no, I can't watch that. I can't watch that.
That's why I had to give up Ozark for the same reason Jeff had to give up that other show. Because, like, Jason Bateman kept making these poor decisions. It's like, bro,
I just can't watch it.
Why are you doing
this?
Because
I make so many stupid decisions myself.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That it's just like, no, this is reminding me way too much of me.
I think Breaking Bad is something you could go back, binge watch right now, and you would love it. You would enjoy it.
Unless you were me, which you would not.
Unless you were you, at which point you would.
I just didn't love it. I didn't. No.
My kids
all watched it. They all loved it. It's excruciating. I don't like excruciating. Why do I want excruciating?
That's what she said.
I found Breaking Bad to be a more enjoyable television experience than Game of Thrones. I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm going to sit down for the next hour and watch this thing. I had more fun watching Breaking Bad than I had watching Game of Thrones. More fun watching Sopranos than Game of Thrones. Like, this Game of Thrones is a phenomenon.
Oh, Sopranos was great.
And I'm not just trying to be different. Like, mm-hmm. because I enjoy Game of Thrones. I'm not like trying to crap on it, but I enjoyed The Wire more. I enjoyed Sopranos more. And I think I enjoyed Deadwood more. Maybe I am crapping on it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed West Wing more.
See, I never watched West Wing.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. It's really good. West Wing was great. What's his name? The dude, right? The smart writing, you know, from the sports. What was it? Was it that sports show that lasted about a year that's a cult favorite that everyone liked?
Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah, that dude.
Aaron Sorkin, who just rewrote To Kill a Mockingbird, which is on Broadway. Kelly and Aiden went to see it a few weeks ago.
Really?
And they loved it. They loved it. They thought it was great. They loved it.
Well,
yeah.
He did that show, too, that was not very good, about a television broadcast.
Was it called The Network or something?
Mm. Yeah, that was not very good. They would solve. I remember the first, they just solved an oil spill, from the television studio. They figured out. In live during the course of the broadcast, why some offshore drilling operation had blown up. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I actually did watch that because it was Aaron Sorkin, and it was funny. Like, you'd see these blog posts or on Twitter or wherever where like these Aaron Sorkin super fans were all like trying to explain why this is great, and you're just like, it's just not great. Like Aaron Sorkin is great, but like this show is not that good. So that's that.
I'm with you.
Anyway,
you know who's good? Zion's good. Tiger's good. Any number of sports figures are good.
Zion Williamson has officially declared for the NBA draft. No surprise, he'll be picked number one. And Tiger Woods has now got 15 majors based off what happened yesterday. Simple question, but I don't know that anybody's got a simple answer for it. And this is the question. Why do we root for Tiger Woods as intensely as we root for Tiger Woods? Because I found myself with no betting interest whatsoever. It's not like he's a New York Met or a Memphis Grizzly. I found myself rooting for Tiger Woods as much as I would root for anything in sports, and happier for him, as happy for him as I could possibly be for a stranger.
Guy who has $750 million.
Yeah. Like, I was like, actually, like, my emotions changed for him. I was happy for him. And I think some of it is, for me, this is one of, like, I don't have many good qualities, but I do think one of my good qualities is that I root for people. Like, I you hear about haters all the time who are out there, like, rooting against people. You know, it might even be your friends or some of your family members, right? They root against you for whatever weird reason. I root for everybody. I want awesome things for everybody. Like, I'm just sort of, I don't know that I've always been that way, but I want awesome things for everybody. I'm always rooting for people. And I found myself like genuinely happy that Tiger Woods got to enjoy that moment yesterday, putting on that jacket, hugging his son. It was just perfect. But why do you think I'm not alone rooting for Tiger Woods? Seems like everybody roots for Tiger Woods.
Well, there are a few people, and I understand this. There was someone tweeted on our show this morning that a woman did, that she has a hard time, you know, knowing that he was doing what he was doing when his wife was pregnant or whatever. She said, I understand that. But I think 98% of America was rooting for him. And I think it's because, well, first of all, we like greatness. So it's that, right? You like that. You would have been rooting for him anyway because you like greatness. But I think we like to think that seeing a guy being humbled the way he was, physically a wreck, by his own misdeeds, clearly, you know, became a punchline, mugshot, you know, all of that. We want to see people sort of come through that. And maybe it's because we're projecting ourselves onto that or whatever. I don't think anyone is there. You don't want to be defined by your absolutely worst moment in life, right? Or your worst. I don't know what kind of person Tiger is now. So I think some of it is projecting it onto that. But when you see Tiger with his kids, like, how can you not like that? Like they know everything people have said about their dad, I'm sure. And they know, and they've never seen him be a great golfer. They know he was supposed to be a great golfer. But who can't relate to to that moment when he lifted his son up and hugged him, and when his daughter, who had missed the soccer, who was only there because she'd lost the soccer match, like how sort of typical just American parent is that, right? She lost the soccer match the night before so she could be there. I don't understand literally how anyone could not, unless you just want someone who is disgraced to always be forever penalized for that. That's fine. But he also didn't, I mean, he did miserable, awful things, but he didn't murder someone. He should be spending life in prison. You like to think that people can come back. And he's been wandering. It's not like he hasn't paid a price. He's been wandering in the desert for 11 years. And I think, given that, it's, you know, I saw Sarah Spain tweeted. She said, people forget that he brought this on himself. But nobody forgets that. I don't think anyone forgets that. This was not just a physical injury he was coming back from. It was from his own series of bad choices. But that's, I mean, honestly, if you look at the Bible, who do they slaughtered the fatted calf for the prodigal son who came back, who made stupid choices. Like, I mean, that is redemption and forgiveness and what all of that is about. And I don't know whether he's living a life right now that is worthy of it one way or another. How could I know that? But I do know that's a quintessential redemption story. That's what it is all about, is surviving your bad decisions and coming back from them and not being defined by your worst moments in life. And now he's vulnerable and he's middle-aged and he's balding and he's everything he was. He's Tiger Woods in the red shirt. Plus he's like a combination of Secretariat, who was just awesome, and Seabiscuit, who was this kind of scrawny little horse who won anyway. Like, and people love both. And I think it's the best story ever. And yes, I loved every bit of it.
To your point, like he obviously, undeniably, I'm sure he would acknowledge this, has acknowledged it. He made some terrible decisions and did some bad things. But I don't know that doing bad things makes you a bad guy. I heard that a lot yesterday. Like, he's a bad guy. You don't know him. Like, he might be a bad guy. I don't know him either. But just because he's made bad decisions doesn't make him a bad guy. I know a lot of decent people who have made bad decisions. Hell, I'd like to think I'm a decent person who has made some bad decisions. And, you know, so I think, you know, when you look at Tiger Woods, he has gone through something that basically everybody you know has gone through at one point or another. Like, any of these individual things can really wreck your life. If you have marriage problems, it can wreck your life. If you have health problems, it can wreck your life. And if you have a drug problem, it can wreck your life. And at some point over the past decade, he's obviously, infamously, had marriage problems in a very public way. Most of us who have marriage problems, you know, we don't have to deal with it in the tabloids. He had marriage problems in a very, very public way. He had health problems in a way that made him think as recently as 2 years ago he'd never play golf again. This is a guy who couldn't get off of his couch some days, which then leads to the drug problems. Like so many people we know, whether it's your uncle or your neighbor or the person you used to go to school with, you know, you've got a back problem or some problem. And it's like, yeah, here's some pain medicine. It'll make you better. And it doesn't make you better. It makes you a drug addict. And well, he checks every one of those boxes. And yet there he was on a Sunday on top of the world again, looking happy, looking healthy, winning a golf tournament that people said he'd never win again, and hugging his kid after he does it. Like, what's better than that? And if you recognize, and I don't want to get too over the top here, but if you recognize that guy can come back from all of those things, perhaps if you're going through any of those things, you can see a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel for you.
I think there's no question. I think it's about grace and about forgiveness and it's about all those things. And again, we project that on there, right? It was the kind of moment where I think you could find what you wanted to find in it. Who in the world? And again, we may not have done exactly what Tiger has done or whatever. Of course, it's certainly not at the level Tiger's done it. But who in the world hasn't had moments that were not their best moments or has done, you know, made? And so, again, he may be a complete jackass, but we don't know that. We're pretty simple people, and I actually think most people like to root for people. And so the surface story is tremendous. And then what you hear is that he is a humbled guy and a changed guy, and a, you know, and so I can't vouch for that one way or another, but it was like truly one of the great sports moments I've ever witnessed.
Well, it's been interesting whether it's, you know, Michael Eaves, who I had on earlier, Joe Posnanski, who, you know, wrote about this. Like, there are multiple people who have been in our profession for decades and who have been to World Series and Super Bowls and Final Fours and World Cups and Olympics and everything else. And they're saying that thing this weekend was the best thing I've ever been a part of. Was the most incredible thing I've ever been a part of. And I made the point earlier, there's nothing that incredible about the Tiger Woods that walked into Augusta National on Thursday winning the tournament. He has been for about a year now one of the very best golfers in the world. He competed in majors. He won a tournament. I think he finished top two, certainly top five in the FedEx standings. There's nothing crazy about a top five golfer in the world winning a golf tournament. But the overarching story here of what he started out as, then what he was at his lowest, to back to yesterday, I really do think it's like an amazing sports story and perhaps the best. I know you and Jeffrey were talking about it earlier, and people will come up with, you know, Ben Hogan after a car crash. And I guess it's hard for me to, like, I understand it. I mean, I understand what a car crash is. I understand what being told you might never walk again is, and then winning a golf tournament is. Like, I got it. But it's hard for that to resonate with me because I didn't, like, live through it. I lived through Tiger Woods being the most incredible, overwhelming sports figure in this country, maybe world. And then I watched him go from, you know, a guy who on a surface level seemed to be a perfect human living a perfect life, incredible athlete, what you thought was totally disciplined on the course, off the course, beautiful wife, young children. It was the picture of America. And then you find out he's just not that. And he pays an incredible price. Loses his family, which, you know, that ain't even if you didn't have the best marriage, that still ain't something, that ain't easy to go through. Even if you didn't want to be in the marriage anymore, going through what he went through, the way that he went through it, that ain't easy for anybody. Financially, he loses literally hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, I know he's still got hundreds of millions of dollars, but that don't make losing hundreds of millions of dollars easy. And then he loses his health. And then he loses his ability to do the one thing he's ever been great at. And then he's got a drug problem that's got him, think about this, just a few years ago. He's unconscious on the side of a road. Tiger Woods with an admitted drug problem. Like, I have a problem with these pills. And to go from that to yesterday, Like, I really don't think you can do better. Josh Hamilton's story is also good. Number one pick in a Major League Baseball draft. Drug problem, right. Completely out of baseball, comes
but
back.
But his greatness wasn't as great, and his low wasn't as public. It's not even close.
It's not even close.
You know, the Ollie story is different because he came back. He didn't come back from any kind of disgrace. But for Ollie to go away for 3.5 years because they stripped, I mean, they stripped him of the right to fight because he was protesting Vietnam, like, that's an unbelievably great story. It's not the same kind of story. It is an incredible story, though. 3.5 years of not boxing because they – because you were protesting the war and didn't go fight. Like, that's a incredible tale, but it's a different tale.
It's a different tale. I'm wrapping up here with Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, you wrote a column yesterday for the Daily Memphian about, okay, amazing story. Will it lead to us getting Tiger Woods here in Memphis in July? And on one hand, it's a World Golf event, so, like, of course you would, except, as you point out in the column, he's never played the week after the British Open, and this will be the week after the British Open. What I found most interesting is that the event here has already secured Mark Cuban's plane to send to the British Open to bring Tiger and anybody else who qualifies for the event and wants to come to the event direct to Memphis. So they are trying to make it as convenient as possible for Tiger Woods and everybody else to be here. Are they optimistic that Tiger Woods is going to be here?
I would say they're cautiously optimistic, but you can't, you just can't know, right? I mean, I think there are arguments on either side. Yes, he plays well in golf events, at championships, that's why, and yet he just played the British Open, that's why he wouldn't do it. But you don't want to, like someone said to me that Jack Sammons must have been doing backflips yesterday. No, he wasn't really doing backflips because, here's the bad part of it. You can literally have every great golfer in the world. You can have Rory and Dustin, like every great golfer in the world here. And if Tiger's here, you don't want it to be a come down, right? That's ridiculous. Like, somehow deflating because Tiger isn't here when you have every other great golfer in the world. So I don't think yesterday changed one bit whether he's going to come or not. I think it makes it that much more exciting if he does come, but unfortunately then I also think it makes it potentially that much more deflating if he doesn't come. So I think they are, and that's what Jack said. He said we're encouraged, but we won't know until the week before.
And it's not Jack's fault, but this is the truth. With or without Tiger, it will be the most incredible field of professional golfers we've ever had in Memphis, but without Tiger, it will be disappointing. He is golf. I mean,
right. It will be incredible even without Tiger, but it will be, you will wish, it's just like, and now it's even more so. If Tiger had just faded away, then you wouldn't have been let down. If he hadn't qualified, then you wouldn't have been let down. But if he chooses not to come, then you will feel let down, and particularly now.
And it can't,
that's what she said.
If he does come, it's going to be like, off the chain.
That's what she said.
Pretty good, right? It'll be like, how about this? The week of the golf tournament is usually the week that I would go to Las Vegas. It's the week that I would go to Las Vegas for summer basketball stuff.
Right.
And I'm actually, if Tiger Woods is here, like, I'm considering not going because I want to take my family out to. I want to be able to someday, just like I've
you
been able,
know.
I can.
I won't know.
I know
you
that's the
know.
Problem. I won't know. But I want to be able to say, just like, hey, I've seen Michael Jordan play. I've seen LeBron James play. I want to be able to say that I saw Tiger Woods, swing a club right in front of me. I want my kids to be able to say that. Even if my kids don't really care, one day they'll be able to say that they saw Tiger Woods. And so. It is encouraging to hear they're doing it wouldn't have occurred to me to get Mark Cuban's plane and send it there to bring him back, but they're doing, best I can tell, everything they can reasonably do to try to make it as easy as possible to make it happen. And that's encouraging that they're being proactive,
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually not that uncommon. Like the tournament before the British is also has the plane to take people to the British, tournaments want the fields to be great.
Right.
And if you've got to rent Mark Cuban 767 in order to make that happen, you do it. Right.
Makes sense to me. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye. We'll be back in a second.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face. And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere. Your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
So there's a guy named Dan, had a house set in Bartlett. He wanted to sell it, so he did the one thing I've been telling you to do for years now. He got in touch with Josh Heisel. Josh went to work, got 12 showings in 48 hours. That home, Dan's home, it sold for the full asking price. Now, how does Josh Heisel do this? He does it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is an experienced and effective agent, the type who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy, and then he's going to be able to negotiate for the most money possible. But first, you got to call him. He'll come out. You guys will agree on a price. He'll go to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion makes no sense, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisel, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
This is Andy Wise. For 20 years, I was Memphis TV's chief consumer investigator. I'm out of TV news now, but I'm still your consumer investigator. I've launched my own consumer advocacy venture called Wise Choices at AndyWiseChoices.com, where I still work for your protection and where I endorse local companies with your best interest. One of those companies is Cooper Systems. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren Cooper and their staff on an undercover investigation of computer repair businesses. Lee and his crack technicians helped me uncover some pretty bad deals. They helped me hold lesser computer repair shops accountable. For over 26 years, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. You want reputation? You want locally owned? You want an impeccable record? You want Cooper Systems. For the best in computer repair, virus removal, data recovery, crack screens, for active customers, I'll even come to your house to repair your computer. Cooper Systems also has great deals on new and refurbished PCs and Apple Macs, desktops, laptops, and printers and monitors, too. For all of your computer needs, trust Cooper Systems to be your wise choice.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information.
Guys, do you have trouble going the distance? Do you crescendo too soon? Arrive at the party too early? Is your alphabet A, B?
Oops.
Does your firecracker go off before the fork? Then you need to go quick as a bunny to 4hymns.com, because 4hymns offers treatments for PE and access to doctors who can evaluate you for prescription options. And right now, get started for just $10. No in-office doctor's visits, no trips to the pharmacy, no high prices. Just the help you want to keep going and going and going and going.
Hurry to 4hymns.com and slow down. To get started at this incredible $10 price, go to 4hymns.com/distance. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hymns.com/distance. forhymns.com/distance.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 6750 Poplar. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you are looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center at 6750 Poplar, which, by the way, is now accepting additional insurance plans in 2019. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 per year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if that interests you, and if you don't have traditional insurance, it should, give the Smile Center a call, 901-309-1333, 901-309-1333, or just get the information on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Spring is here. You can feel it and smell it. NBA playoffs underway. We've got baseball every night. Odds are, if you're like me at all, you're going to be watching a lot of games, maybe inside, maybe outside. If you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, maybe try New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it there, Mr. Big Chest?
It's so smooth you can drink it straight.
So smooth you can drink it straight. It is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced. It's among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. It's how we've made it. Made Memphis.
Yeah, number one.
Number one market in America per capita. The New Amsterdam Vodka. You damn right I did that.
You did that.
I might not ever win a Masters, Brad Carson, but
hey,
but did I turn Memphis into the number one market per capita for New Amsterdam Vodka?
Yes, you did that.
That's my achievement.
And the listeners of this wonderful radio show
I'm
of yours.
I'm not trying to pretend my achievements match Tiger Woods' achievements, but I'm saying I do have achievements, and one of them, turning Memphis into the number one market per capita for New Amsterdam Vodka. Hank from Horn Lake actually did get me a trophy. You realize that, don't you?
It's a real professional-looking trophy.
I have it in my office.
Beautiful.
I'm very proud of it.
We presented it to you. It was great.
I said I would like a trophy for turning Memphis into the number one market per capita in America for New Amsterdam Vodka. Mm-hmm. My big homie, Hank from Horn Lake, came through with a trophy just like that.
Beautiful.
That's good friends.
Yeah.
That's when you know you got good friends. They got flavored vodkas as well. Grapefruit's the newest, but apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry are also available. Gluten-free vodka also available. So next time in the liquor store, bar, restaurant, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. 544 Gary Parrish Show. We're going to do dinner to go here momentarily. But real quick, we've been talking a lot about Tiger Woods. Obviously, a lot of great columns were written about Tiger yesterday and into today. The best one I read, though, was at golf.com by Alan Shipnick, who was in the locker room at Augusta National watching this unfold with other professional golfers. And so if your question, and I know some people were asking this question yesterday, and it might be somebody listening right now, why should we root for Tiger Woods? Because he's a bad guy. And as I pointed out already, I don't know if he's a bad guy. I know he's made some bad decisions, done some bad things. I'm sure he would acknowledge that. I know that he has, but I don't know if that makes him a bad guy. But if the question is, why should you be rooting for Tiger Woods, you know, despite his bad decisions and bad acts, maybe it's because the people who know him best, other golfers,
yeah,
they're rooting for him.
Yeah.
Here's a quote from Charlie Hoffman, who was clearing out his locker while Tiger Woods was wrapping up his 15th major, his fifth Masters. Charlie Hoffman told Alan Shipnick, he said, quote, "Any tournament I play, if I don't win, I want him to win. He drives the game. I'm always rooting for him. To get to this point from where he's been, physically, mentally, emotionally, I guess spiritually, that just shows you how good and how tough he is. He's now spanned generations. He's been through all of those hard times and all of those good times, and obviously he's not done yet." Ricky Fowler was also asked about Tiger Woods in the locker room. Mm-hmm. And he said, quote, "His back was against the wall, potentially not being able to compete again. So it's cool to see him fall in love with the game again. He's Tiger again, but he's a different Tiger." So Alan said, "What do you mean by that?" And he said, "He's just freed up so much. His guard is down. He's a lot more open, friendly. Before, in his prime, it was very much tunnel vision. He went out and did his job and took care of business. He's a lot more engaging now, a lot freer now." Charlie Hoffman added to that, quote, "He's a better person now. He's more humble, more personable. He's learned from his mistakes and come out stronger and better. And so I've told you throughout the show, like, I root for Tiger Woods. I was genuinely happy for him. That's somebody I do not know. It's somebody I've never met. It's somebody I imagine I'll never meet. Tiger Woods could live forever or die tomorrow, and it will have no real impact on my life. And yet I was genuinely happy for him to have that moment, to win that trophy, to hug his child the way that he hugged his child. But it makes you feel, if you're hesitant about feeling that way or wondering why you do, I think these quotes from these other golfers maybe ease that a little bit. Again, the people who know him best are the people who work with him. And it's not a traditional job, but the people he works with, you know, every week at least, or as often as he plays, they're other golfers. They're the ones that are in the same cities as him, same clubhouses as him, you know, same course as him. And they say that he's different. He's a different dude. Yeah, he used to have tunnel vision. He was isolated. He was a killer. He wasn't friendly. He wasn't humble. But he's been humbled, and he's a different guy now. That's not my opinion. I couldn't possibly have an opinion on that. But that's what Charlie Hoffman says. It's what Ricky Fowler says, and I'll trust it to be true. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house-sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Xfinity lets you customize your own package and save. Learn more. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay, and 63019. Restrictions apply. New performance starter, 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Actual speeds vary. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. That phone number is 360-9679. I'm sorry, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com. They handle virus removal, data recovery, power supply issues, USB port issues, cracked screens, anything you need to repair on a computer, they can repair it for you normally on the same day that you take it to the Mount Moriah Office Park. But also remember, if you need a computer, any kind of computer, they got you covered there as well. High-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road desktops, laptops, tablets, any kind of computer, including MacBook Airs. They got them for as low as $599. The reason you're going to want to shop at Cooper Systems is because they're going to have not just the shiny new machines and the shiny new boxes. They're going to have anything you need. So, yeah, maybe you do need to spend $2,000 on a computer, depending on what you're going to do with a computer. But perhaps you're just somebody who's going to be messing around on Facebook, YouTube. Well, you don't need to spend a lot of money on a computer to do that. A very basic couple of $100 computer can get that done. So if that's all you're going to do, why would you go pay for a computer that does all these things you're never going to ask it to do? It's a waste of money. Don't waste money. Go to Cooper Systems. 360-9679. 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Have you been denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates because of a low credit score? Join the thousands of people who've relied on creditrepair.com to help rebuild their credit score.
I went to get my first car. I had to get a used car, high interest, and so I knew that things were done from there.
For over 15 years, we've helped thousands with their search for solutions to credit issues. We communicate with you, your creditors, and the credit bureaus with a unique approach designed to remove items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcy, and foreclosures that are unfair or inaccurate.
I've gone up 40 points already.
There are many services offering to tell you your credit score and even monitor it for you. But what good is just knowing your credit score when what you really need is to fix it? Credit Repair members see a significant improvement in their credit scores month after month. Call now to get your no-obligation credit consultation, including your free credit score and free summary credit report. Don't delay. Call 800-253-4409. That's 800-253-4409. 800-253-4409.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 World Championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com. Looking for a great breakfast in East Memphis or Germantown? This is Gary Parrish telling you to look no further than Stack's Pancake Kitchen, where they have delicious egg omelets and other favorites like shrimp and grits, French toast, breakfast egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, and my personal favorite, the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed in any of those things. One location, 4615 Poplar, basically Poplar and Perkins Extended. The newer spot's at 7704 Poplar in Germantown Village Square, right across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. And remember, Stack's also caters. Check the menu, stackspancakes.com.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock.
Special shouts to everybody at Regional One Health, including the CEO, Reginald Coopwood, who invited Kelly and I out to the one-night gala at the convention center on Saturday night. Just a tremendous event, raising money for a tremendous hospital. You know, obviously that's the place where our youngest son was born a little more than 2 years ago, and ever since then we've been working with them in whatever way we can to try to share their story and make sure people understand that, yeah, we were in an emergency situation when we were at Regional One Health, but you don't have to be at in an emergency situation to take advantage of the amazing care that Regional One Health provides. And this night is a celebration of it. So we got dressed up. Shaka Khan was there.
I saw the pictures. You guys look good.
Billy Ocean was there. Well, I just married a pretty woman, Brad.
She does look better than you.
She's the one that takes the better
pictures. She does take better pictures than
to
you.
To the extent that, I mean, good pictures good with her is just because I married a pretty
smart
woman.
Smart idea.
Yeah. Everybody should do that if you can, you
smart
know?
Smart idea.
Smart. Work usually turns out turns out to be a good thing.
Yeah.
So, except I will say, I don't need everybody to remind me that my wife's prettier than me.
I think I actually tweeted or sent her a message that I said that
every
to
time
her.
We take a picture together, people are like, you married up.
You did.
Or, oh, wow, Kelly looks beautiful.
This is a compliment to you, Gary.
I know, but like, you, I got it. I don't.
No more messages.
I got it. Let me tell you a few things I know about myself. Yeah. I know I'm short. I don't need anybody to remind me.
No reminder needed.
I know that the hat that I'm wearing in my Twitter avatar is a hat that is divisive for some reason.
Right.
And I know that my wife is better looking than I am. You don't have to remind me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I forgot. It's not like I woke up this weekend going, you know what? I feel like I'm better looking than my wife.
Right.
There's never been a point in my life where I was better looking than my wife. And yet every time we take a picture, people want to remind me of that.
Sorry.
Anyway, we had an amazing night. She looked great at the One Night Gala, Regional One Health. And again, a special thanks to Reginald Coopwood and everybody connected to Regional One Health for, A, continuing to tell our story in a way that hopefully brings awareness to their hospital, and, B, just letting us be involved in whatever way we can. If you want to learn more, go to regionalonehealth.org. That's regionalonehealth.org. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on Tiger Woods. Just an incredible, not only sports story, also just human story yesterday. To watch a man who has endured incredible marriage problems, health problems, and addiction problems return to the top of his sport at an age where most people don't return to their top of the sport. Have that moment yesterday, win a major for the 15th time, hug his little boy afterward. Great, great stuff. Hard to do better than that.
What's the biggest game tonight?
NBA playoffs, Nets, Sixers, Games 2, Philadelphia. Brooklyn leads the series 1-0, one game 1, 111-102. D'Angelo Russell got 26 points on 25 shots in that win. Sixers 8-point favorites tonight. Total's 226. Tip is scheduled for 7. It's on TNT.
What should I watch on TV?
You know what? You should go watch Game of Thrones if you missed it last night, because I promise tomorrow, and the replay's on HBO tonight, I will ruin every
episode.
I will ruin every scene from episode 1, season 8. So I'll give you, I already ruined some of it. I'll ruin the rest tomorrow, so you better knock it out tonight.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I told you the best thing I'd read on the Masters, Tiger Woods' triumphant return to the top of the leaderboard at Augusta National, was a column by Alan Shipnick at golf.com. So go check that out, golf.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Tuesday. That means Keith Easterwood in the first hour. I'll have Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock in South Dakota State transfer David Jenkins, who scored 35 points on the Tigers earlier this season in FedEx Forum. A player who is now considering transferring to the University of Memphis. He's cut the list. Memphis is on it. He's going to join me at 525. Why is Memphis an option for David Jenkins? I'll ask him at 525. Looking forward to that. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a Radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Whether it's football, basketball, baseball, golf, or real estate, having the winning coach makes all the difference in your success. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, and I'm with Coach Terry Tippett, winner of 6 state basketball championships. Coach, what's been the secret to your and your team's successes?
Sheldon, there's no one secret. It becomes a pattern of success after coaching for so many years and learning the ins and outs of the game and the players, a lot like the pattern of your success in selling homes.
Thanks, Coach. Like you and your program, I developed my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option, and I also tried to use it in my golf game.
Sheldon, tried is the optimum word. You better stick to selling homes, as you're always hitting holes in one at that instead of double bogeys.
Thanks a lot. And if anyone is thinking of selling their home, make sure and talk to 2 to 3 coaches. I mean real estate brokers. Let me be one of them. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com and be a winner.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information.
Guys, do you have trouble going the distance? Do you crescendo too soon? Arrive at the party too early? Is your alphabet A, B?
Oops.
Does your firecracker go off before?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.